Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. What kind of educational experience can truly be taken home by another family? After completing this 10-year series, I distilled the entire practice into 5 design principles. The standard for distillation was simple. Anything that couldn't travel, our family's particular circumstances, our luck, the specific moment in history we happen to occupy, that doesn't count as a principle. That's just a story. Of the 5, the one I most want to talk about is giving children real tasks. A real task must have a purpose, an audience, a deadline, a deliverable, and the genuine possibility of failure. Leave out any one of those 5 conditions, and it degrades back into a simulation, a practice exercise with no stakes, 4 children, 1 summer, building a website that actually had to go live. The most important growth happened during those 2 weeks when they sat frozen in front of a blank screen. Because an exam cuts the problem into neat pieces and draws a boundary around the scope, a real task throws the technical, the narrative, the commercial, and the collaborative all together in one pile and hands it to you. 10 years later, when AI arrived, this principle shifted from an ideal into a basic necessity. When any written assignment can be generated, actually getting something done in a real context becomes one of the few forms of proof that cannot be faked. The other 4 principles, building freedom into structure, designing group experiences with intention, having adults hold the boundaries, and preserving evidence of capability from day one. I've written true stories for each of those as well, including the failures, the times boundaries weren't held, the times student work was monetized without consent. But I want to be honest, these 5 principles are a map, not a recipe. Each child's path still has to be designed for them, one more time from the beginning.